بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. نويت التعلم والتعليم والتذكر والتذكير والنفع والانتفاع وإفادة واستفادة وحتى نتمسك بكتابنا وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والدعاء إلى الهدى والدلالة على خير ابتغاء وجه الله ومرضاته وقربه وثوابه سبحانه وتعالى. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was trying to convince them to just move straight to Q&A because I feel the other presentations were quite excellent, mashallah, and they covered all of the major, you know, points that come to mind when you talk about parenting. Especially, I really like the emphasis on improving our own conduct, right? Because it's almost like, you know, a stream of water coming from a mountain, if you use that analogy, because you're seeking what's best for your children. So if you were to choose water for your child, you would seek the purest and the cleanest water for them. So when we neglect our own character, it's almost like we're polluting that water. And like Sheikh Zahir so eloquently put it, that sometimes we can be the most destructive influence, you know, in the life of our children, because a lot of times we've spent time learning, but we have to ask ourselves how much of that are we actually implementing. And it's kind of interesting if you look at your timeline over life, because from your age of maturity until you have a couple years, you know, like a good maybe 10 years, you know, of being single. And, you know, you should be, like, working on yourself, that it's almost like we're in this world and we know that we should be directing ourselves first and foremost to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His pleasure with our every moment. And when you're on your own and nobody's really watching, you know, sometimes it's easy to cruise along and maybe you're making more mistakes than you should or more than you would if you knew someone was watching you. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you someone in your life who you marry, and then they're suddenly with you, you know, quite a bit of the day, or at least, you know, morning and evening if you go to work and you each have your own kind of day. But there's somebody who becomes very keenly aware of what faults you have, right? And that's another test and it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we're suddenly forced to rethink some of our habits, right? You know, your spouse might question you on why do you do certain things, why do you conduct yourself in a certain manner, and with the intention of improving you or helping you to improve yourself. And you'll live your life along, you know, with your spouse, and you'll have this a little bit of back and forth about, you know, some of your habits, some of their habits. And you'll learn from that, because ultimately you want the best for each other and you want to improve yourselves, you know, preparing yourselves for, you know, rectifying your character together on this path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you children, right? And these children, they will be with you. They almost, for the moms here with younger children, as we know, they stick to you like glue, right? They're with you almost night and day. They're watching everything you do. They're questioning everything you do. Like, why are you doing this? Why not that? Why? What are you doing now? What is... you know, to the extent, you know, they're keenly aware of even your facial gestures, and they can actually read how you're feeling just by looking at your face, right? That your children, they're just so, you know, they're with you all of the time and watching you all of the time. And so when you start to make mistakes in front of these young children, you know, it's just, we have to realize that, you know, it's almost a blessing in itself, because if you wouldn't change yourself out of shyness before your spouse, will you not have shyness at least before your children to teach them in the best of ways, right? That the children are now watching you and question you, and sometimes, you know, we'll even make the mistake of justifying incorrect behavior, right? That we know we shouldn't be acting, we shouldn't be doing, like, wasting our time, we shouldn't be, what's an example? Searching on the internet, you're sitting at the computer, you want to go online, you want to just do something different for a little while, and your child's sitting next to you and checking what are you searching on the internet. And that in itself is a lesson, right? Right there in that you know, Jess said, the sitting with your child. You're teaching them how to spend your time when you're feeling bored, right? You're teaching them, you know, what's the things of interest to you? What should you be preoccupied with? And they're learning all of these things, and you think it's just a mundane thing. It's just, you're just on the internet. You're just in front of your computer. But at the reality of it is that they're taking lessons from that. Another example, one that really, honestly, it pains me a great deal is the example of the cell phone and screen time and what it's come to mean for a lot of parents and children. That it's common now. Like even in this Jalsa here, this gathering here, there are children who feel that we're not talking to them, right? Because you can always be learning something. I know it was a challenge for me, being Sheikh Faraz's wife. I'd have to take my children, who are like 3 or 4 years old, 4, 5, 6, to FIC classes, right? I'd be taking them at very young ages. They weren't allowed to run around. They weren't allowed to, you know, be doing anything else. I was trying to teach them the adab of sitting before a teacher and how do you have ihtiram for a scholar, right? And that experience, I feel it really helped them because you don't want to teach children ever, you don't want to ever give them the impression that the sheikh is not applicable to them. It doesn't apply to you. And you even go to the extent of you give them your cell phone and you see kids playing video games and the teacher's right here. The teacher's here, he's giving his time, he's giving his effort. And you know, you're teaching by giving that cell phone. What he's saying is not of relevance to you. You don't have to worry about it. So you have to sort of ask yourself, well, when does it suddenly become a concern of theirs what the sheikh at the front is saying, right? We'll even see this during the Jummah prayer. We'll see this in classes. You know, it's really important to think between the lines that what the things that we're condoning, the things that we're saying, the things that we do with our children, they all are signaling messages. They're signaling messages on what is okay, what is good Islamic manners. Is it okay to be on a phone? You know, and that goes back to deficiencies some of us have ourselves, like, you know, texting during a class. You're in the class, you're a student of the class, and you're texting someone else about, you know, what time are you going to meet them later, or things like that. That we have to be vigilant, that we can only be the foremost people, the guidance and light of the community when we bring ourselves to account first. And Sheikh Zahir, he spoke quite eloquently about that, the importance of, you know, the muhasaba, accountability that we all have to bring ourselves to in being parents. And it's such a blessing being a parent because it really makes you rethink, you know, our values, how we conduct ourselves, what we're even preoccupied with. I learn a lot from my own children in that because they're a little bit older now. We've taught them the sound principles. These are the guidelines that we are sticking to. What is important is studying, learning. We want to teach them, you know, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that be their motivating force. You know, that love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and, you know, the different etiquette entailed with that, like when we hear his name that we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and, you know, that we bring ourselves to account, that these are the guidelines. So when you teach your children from the youngest of ages, that as they get older, they'll start to ask you questions like, are you, you know, when you start to conflict, what your words aren't matching your actions anymore, that they'll start to ask you questions. And sometimes that's a blessing as well, and as the many other blessings that occur with parenting, is that you start to rethink. Because when they start to question you, it's an opportunity for you to change because you'd never have anyone watching you as closely as these children. And I've learned so much, you know, from the children and, you know, their comments. One example that comes to mind, one of my favorite stories is I was decluttering, as people who know me know I like to declutter. But I was decluttering my house. And so you make the pile of the things that you like and you make the pile of the things that, you know, that you plan to put in charity, and then you put the pile of garbage. And so I had proudly made my piles. I'm all ready to go. And somebody walked into the room, and I told them, "Oh, look, I'm giving stuff to charity. You know, the things that people can use them. And I've got my pile. I'll put it away. And this is great." And one of the children said to me that, "Oh, that's really good." And I'm like something along the lines of encouragement. And then they said, "You know, this issue has been addressed before in history." And I'm like, "Oh, really? Where was it addressed?" And he said that I believe that it was one of the companions that said that you give from the pile of things that you no longer need, but you also give from that first pile of the things that you love and you're planning to put away. So why don't you take some things from there and put that in the charity? So I really took a lot from that, and now whenever I'm doing the decluttering, that I'll make a point of, you know, when you put things aside of the things you love, give from that pile as well. So these are kinds of, you know, the lessons that when you keep pouring into your children the right kind of messaging, that these are seeds that you're planting and that you'll see them, you'll bear those fruits later on, and you yourself will benefit from your own children, you know.